die holden da vorfahren mit alle von da nicht das fara shobe shobem the what's the common denominator how are they all alike so more the mishnah says that shadarkan hazik kishmirosen olecho kishis chav hamazik lishan the shlumi nezik that's what the mishnah ends off now the gemara asks lasu yamai what does this mean to include like think since it says hazara shobe shobem they're all alike it must mean to include something new. So Rashi says, the mashma, af koil shedarka lahazik, ushmiros nalecho, o my matas lasuye, like it's mashma, it's coming to include other things also. So what else, what didn't we mention yet? So Mora says, Omra Abaya, Abaya says, leyasuye comes to include the case of, avnoi sakino masoi. If you put your stones, or your knife, or your packages, shehenichon b'resh gagoi, you put it on top of your roof. V'noflo b'ruach mitzuya. And it fell down now with a normal wind, with the normal wind blowing it. V'heziko, and it did damage. That's what the Mishnah means, to include. So Mari Astakash, Hechidomi, how are we talking about over here? I'bahadi v'ko'azli, if we're talking about that these bundles or the stone did damage while it was flying down, while it was coming down, if it's doing damage while it's traveling, that's mamish eish. And we said before, like Rashi says, it's older deishi. And if so, pshita yechayiv. Because maish no eish. What's the mile of eish? To koyach achav muruvoi. There's another koyach, another power mixed into your fire. When you make fire in your rishus, and then a ruach mitzuya, normal wind comes and blows it away into somebody else's rishus, you're chayiv. Even though it's koyach achar, it's another wind that's coming to blow, it's still your chayiv. Umamaynach, the svar is because you started it off, it's your mamin. Ushmiros olech, you have to watch it. If so, hani nami, these things also, pshit is a told of eish, like we know it from the mazik of eish. Because these things also, koyach achar muruv behen. You put your stone, your packages on top of your roof. And if a ruach mitzuya, a normal wind, comes and blows it down, that's a regular case of koyach hachamuru behem. Umamaynach, it belongs to you. Ushmiros and alech, and you have to watch it. And therefore, if it does damage, you're chayiv. So you don't need the extra part of the Mishnah to include this. That's part of Eish. So Mar says, Yelo, what do you want to tell me? We're talking about Bosta the Naichi, after it lands on the floor, and then somebody trips over it. Freddy Gemari, so, Idi Afkirinu, if we're talking about that the owner was Mafkirit, so then Vein L'Rav and Vein L'Shmuel Hainu Bor. Both according to Rav and Shmuel, that's a good case of Bor, that's Mamish Bor. This is a told of Bor of Adi Yechayiv. Because like I said, Bor is a case where you dig the ditch, Prishus Rabin, you don't own it there, so Yechayiv because you caused the Takala. Here also, you caused this Takala. You caused it like to fall down, you put it on top of your roof, where the roof of the is going to throw it down, and now that you're a maskrit there, it's your bor. Maishinor bor, why do we say that bor is chayiv? Shekein tchilas asiyos lanezek, when you first went to dig your ditch, you did it, it was done. For hezek, like a ditch for shusarabim, does hezek, does damage, it's a takolom. These things also, after it landed on the ground and you're makrit there, you're making a takoli, you're making a stumbling block there. That's what you're makrit now, b'shus rabim, you're makrit a stumbling block. That's called chilas asiyos lenezik. And also it's your mom and it belongs to you. At least you caused it, even though you're makrit right now, but before you're makrit, it was yours. Therefore it's a svara, you have to watch it. So of course Yechayiv. Like why do we need the extra part of the Mishnah to be most of this? So Mora says, Elo delay afkirinu. Elo ma you want to talk about where your stones or your knife falls b'shus rabin. And you're not mafkirit. So Mora says, L'shmuel diyama kulim ibar ulamadnu haynabar. According to Shmuel that says, even though you're not mafkirit, but if it ended up b'shus rabin, this stumbling block. Yechayiv like bor. So it's haynu bor. We learned already that bor is chayiv. So Mora says, I'll tell you really, Liyerlam, the Afkarinu. That really we're talking about now, that you are Mafkarit. And so the question is, if you're Mafkarit, so the Churav Shitit Doimit Abor, what do I need the extra Mishnah for? So Mora says, no, for Loidomi Labor, this is not like the regular case of Bor. Ma Labor Shekain Ein Koyach Acha Muruboi. A regular Bor, there's no other Koyach involved. You dug the ditch, And because what you dig, the hole that you dug, Rishus Rabin, that in itself causes the damage. Nothing else comes as a marav. You don't need another kayach. Tiyama Bahani, but over here, these, what happened? First, you started out on top of your roof. You put your avnas kino masoi on top of your roof. It's not a bor yet. But shekayach achamuru b'hem. But you need another kayach to make it into a bor. It wasn't your action that made it into a bor. Your action, you just put it on top of the roof. Now, the wind came and blew it down. And true later, when it lands in Rishus Rabin, you're mafker it. But our core point, it's not called you dug the whole bor by yourself. It's a kayach achamuru b'hem. So maybe I would think you're potter. Maybe it's not daimut to bor. So this the Gemara says, Eish tochiach. I learn out from the Masik of Eish that even though there's a kayach achar, still I'm chayiv for it. So as she says, behind the lock of Masis and Hatzar HaShava, that's what the Mishnah means to include this from the Hatzar HaShava. Now that I know there's a Masik of Eish, that even though there's another kayach muruv boy, still you're chayiv, so you'll also be chayiv for such a type of a bor. Ah, you can ask me back, Mali Eisha came dark on Elchol Hazik, but from Eish alone I can't learn this out, because Eish travels, and here this bor is not traveling. We're talking about that after it landed, then you were mafker it, so now it's a bor standing still. So how can I learn it out from Eish? On this affair it says, bor tochiach. No, the mafek of bor teaches me this. A regular bor, b'shus rabim, it doesn't move. And the chazer adin, I learn out one from the other, so that's what the Mishnah means to include. The Hatzar HaShava Shavim, there's this new type of a bor that was created through a koyach achamuru b'hem. That's not a posh of the bor, so therefore I need the Chiddush and the Mishnah, Hatzar HaShava Shavim, that you chayiv even for this. Rav Omar Rava says, Le'asuya bor ha'mezgalgal b'ragle yodom u'ragle b'hema. Rava says, no, there's another Chiddush here. It's coming to include a case that a bor is moving. That means borham is galgal, that moves around, baragli yodam, by people's feet, or the feet of the behemoth. So Rashi says it means kagoin heniach evin b'shus rabim. If you put a stone down in the middle of b'shus rabim, over yoyde bin mekoin meloy hezika. Now when the stone was in the place where you put it down, nobody tripled over it yet. Nobody got hezik yet. But the gilgalah ragli yodam, but now people's feet moved it. By their people moving normally, they kick the stone away to the other side of the street. Or Ragnanam of Hema, Lamokamaka to another place, Vizika Sham, and their people fell over it. So, are you chayiv or not? That's not a regular bor. A regular bor is where you dig it, that's where people fall. But here, where you put down this Evan, nobody hurts himself. Just the Ragli Adam people kicked it, and now somebody hurts himself on the other side of the street. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that's still Yechayiv. So Gemara says, hey, Gidon, what are we talking about? If this Evan, this stone that you put down, you are mafkarit, says, so the Gemara asks, the Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmul, Hayna Bor, this is a pure Bor. If you put down your stone in the middle of Rishus Rabin, and people fall over it, so that's a regular Bor. Why do we say always if you dig a ditch in Rishus Rabin Yechayiv? Because the beginning of digging it is a stumbling block. It's a hezek. Ushmirasan alecha, and you have to watch it. Sahani nami, these things also, if you put down a stone in the middle of the Rishus Rabin, also, tchilas asiyosan lenezik, the beginning when you made this, when you put the stone down as a stumbling block, people could fall over it. Ushmirasan alecha, and it's upon you to watch it, because you put it there. So zoi sopshita, why does the Mishnah need a chiddush from a tzara shava? Elo deloy afkarinu. Eli, you want to tell me the case where you are not mafka your stone? Somar says that, but Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the yom akulumi baru lamadnu haynu bor. But Shmuel says no, still it's a bor. So again, what do I need the chiddush of the Mishnah for? Somar says no. Here we do need this chiddush because li'olam really, I tell you, we're talking about the yafkirinu. That even though you put down your stone, but you are mafka your stone, the yafkirinu b'shus rabim, and still v'loy domi labor. This is not like the regular mazik of bor, because I tell you, ma lebor shekain mice of gormoloi. A regular bor, your actions causes the whole stumbling. You dug the hole, so your hole now is what's causing people to fall into it. So your mice, your digging, created the whole mazik. But tiyama bahani, here it's different. Shein mice of gormoloi. Your actions alone did not cause the stumbling block where it is. You put down the stone on one side of the street. Now people came and kicked it to the other side of the street. And now when it landed on the other side of the street, now somebody falls over it. So you yourself did not put the stumbling block where it does the hezek. So maybe it's not a regular bor. Maybe I think you're potter. That's what the Mishnah means to teach us a chiddush. No, even for this type of a bor, also yichayiv. How do I know this? Because sure yochiach. I learned it out from sure. When your sure does damage, it's not your actions that's doing it. And Rashi says, Shein maisa bailam gormu hezek. When your ox does damage, it's not you, the owner is not doing the damage, your shor is doing it. Elam amayna hezek, it's your mammon that's doing the damage. So here also, it's your stones that's doing the damage. You put the stone down, b'shesharabim, it's your stone now. Even though somebody else kicked it to the other side of the street, but it's like your shor, no matter where it goes, you're chayiv for it. Ay, ma l'shor, you want to say, learn out purely from shor, I could ask the question back, no. Ma l'shor shekein darko le'elech l'hazik. Or shore is a derech for it to go. Like else could have said, had ruachayim. Like a shore travels, goes. Maybe that's why the owner has to watch it. And if he doesn't, he's chayiv. But here, these stones, where you put it down in the street, it doesn't travel normally. So I would have thought to say, maybe a potter. On this I say, bor tachiyach. No, learn it out from the regular matzik of bor. When you dig a ditch, b'shus harav, the Torah says, yachayiv. Even though bor doesn't travel. So you see, even though something doesn't travel, still yachayiv. The chazra din, I learn out one from the other. Leroyze, keroyze. This is not this chumra, not like that chumra. Therefore, I can learn out even this case of bor hamas galgol. That a bor hamas galgol yichayiv. Ravada bar Ava Omar la su yehodatani. He says now it's coming to include another chiddush. When the Mishnah says that sara shavah shabem, that there's another type of a mazik, we can learn out from one and the other, from like two together. In our Mishnah, it means to include something else. The Tanya we learned in the Gemara later that says, Kol Elu Shomru. There are a few cases, all these cases that the Chum said, that you have a right to empty out your stuff into Rishus Rabin. In a case of Poiskin, Veigoyseyem, you're allowed to open up your gutters and let the dirty water flow into Rishus Rabin. Or else the Gorfin Morisayim. They used to clean out their cellars from all the dirt that was in the cellar, and they're allowed to put it outside in Rishus Rabin. So when is that said? Be a moisachame in the summer when the streets look nice. Ein lehem rishus. Then the chum did not give a private person the right to throw his junk out into rishus rabim. The streets are nice, don't dirty them. But be a moisachame in the winter when it's rainy and muddy anywhere in the streets. Then yesh lehem rishus. Then a person has the right to let his gutter with the dirty water flow outside into rishus rabim. Or else if you want to clean out your cellar, and you have a lot of dirt and dust there, you'll have to empty it out into Rishus Rabim. Now, the Chiddush is, Afa Pishab Rishus, even though the Chum gave you permission to empty out your dirt or your dirty water into the Rishus Rabim, but you should know, in Hazekel Chayovim L'Shalem, they gave you permission to put it there, but you have to watch it. If somebody falls and hurts themselves, you're Chayav to pay for that Hezek. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, Hatsara Shavah Shavim, even this type of a mazik, also Yechayiv. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Hey Chidomi, how are we talking about, how did your dirt or your water do damage? Ibahadi dekazli maski, if while the water was flowing, you did damage, the water hit somebody, or else this dirt, when you threw the dirt in Shushas Rabin, while you are throwing it, while it's moving, it hits somebody. If while you threw it, now it's doing damage, that's mamish odom amazik, that's your power. And Bar Rashi says, that's the real mazik of odom. Like what's the difference if you hit somebody with your fist, or you throw something at somebody? That's your power. Now we learn clearly that there's a mazik of odom. At least according to Rav, that learns Mava Zeodim. Says, so you can't tell me the Mishnah needs an extra Chiddush at Sada Shabbos of him, that when you throw something at somebody, you chayif. Elo, the case has to be Bosta Denayich, that after you threw your dirty water out to Rosh Hashanah, or after you threw out your dirt from the cellar to Rosh Hashanah, it landed. And now somebody fell over it. So Hechidam, what's the case talking about? If your mafka, this water or the dirt, says so pshita that ben rav ben shmul hayna bor, that's mamish the case of bor pshita yichayiv. Maishin abor that clears as yosla nezek at the beginning when you made the bor, it was there that people could trip over it and fall. But mamayinach and it belongs to you, ushmiras nelecha. Therefore, you have to watch it, and therefore yichayiv if you don't watch it. Hani nani? Then this dirt that you threw through a shusarav is the same halacha. Tchilas as yosla nezek. when you first go and throw your dirt into Rosh Hashanah, it's a stumbling block there. Like people could fall over it, could trip over and fall. Or Mamaynach, and it belongs to you, even if you're mafkrid, but you're the one who put it there. Hushmiros and Alecha, therefore it's a svara, you're the one that has to watch it. So Avadi Yishibi Chayiv. So what do I need an extra part of the Mishnah? Hasara Shava Shabem, Pshita that Yechayiv for these cases. So Gemara says, Ela, the last Karino, again, Elumai, we're talking about that this dirt, you did not make Hefka, you own it still. So still the Gemara is the Kasha. Lishmuel, according to Shmuel, Tiyamakula mi Bara Lamadnu, even though it belongs to you. Still it could be Daimah Tabor. Says, so again, Hainu Bor, like Pshita, this is Bor. What do you mean to tell me the Mishnah includes this in Hasara Shava Shabem? This is a clear Bor. So Gemara says, no, there's a chiddush here. Li'olam, really, I'll tell you, the afkarinu. We're talking about that after you threw your cellar dirt or the water, you are mafkarit. So you want to tell me that should be bor? No, v'loy domi lebor. It's not like a regular bor. Because I'll tell you like this. Ma lebor, shekein shalai brishus. A regular bor brishus rabim, you have no right to dig a bor brishus rabim. When you first went to dig it, you did it shalai brishus. So maybe that's called chilas tasiyos lenezik. That's why you chayiv. Like since you did something wrong by digging a ditch for shus rabim, that's what the Torah says now. If somebody falls into it, you're chayiv for it. But tiyama bahani over here is different. The brishus. Here we said the chomim gave you permission to throw your dirty water into the shus rabim in the winter. Or they gave you permission to throw your dirt into the shus rabim in the winter. So since you're doing it brishus, maybe it's not doimah tabor. So I would have thought to say that you're potter. So that's what the Mishnah tells me. Asara shavah shavem, no yichayiv. What's the sara shavah? How do I learn it out from? Because